I think that's the right decision. Certainly, we wouldn't want to deter anyone from responding to the census. And as chair of the Complete Count Committee for Pinellas County, our whole goal is outreach so that everyone in Pinellas County is counted. Those funds are, that census will dictate the amount of funding we get for so many federal programs, transportation, housing, education. And so we need to count everyone who is in the county. So I'm elated to hear that court decision.
If it were on the census, it might affect Florida and Pinellas County more than most places in America.
Absolutely. We're the third largest state right now. Tampa Bay is certainly growing, but Pinellas County is growing again as well. And we just make sure that we've got everyone counted in our county relative to others. So whether it's for seating on the U.S. House of Representatives or funding for schools or education, infrastructure, all those things depend on an accurate count. So it's vital for Pinellas County.
Another decision by the Supreme Court is that partisan gerrymandering questions isn't something that the Supreme Court should be deciding. Your thoughts?
Well, I disagree on that one, just on the basis of our democracy depends on one person, one vote. And gerrymandering has deterred that. You've seen it time and time again at the state level where legislators draw their own districts to capture their own voters. That really needs to stop for the long-term health of our democracy.